This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa Station, Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do, as well as the linemen that are over there in Louisiana, Texas, and Arkansas getting all the power back on because there's still areas without power. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out the all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, we have the Professor of Politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, as we get on the air tonight, Kyle, we've had a break up there in Portland, Oregon. The suspect, the shooting suspect in that murder of the Trump supporter Saturday night was located in Lacey, Washington, in a carload with apparently other Antifa supporters, and a short car chase ensued. They were stopped. The young man got out of the vehicle. He apparently had his gun in his hand, and he pointed it towards the police, and that was it. Boom. Shot you dead.
Yes, exactly right, Captain. And, of course, this was the suspect, Michael Forrest Reinhold, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. He was 48 years old. He did die in a clash with police. He was a suspect in the August 29 shooting, of course, of Aaron J. Danielson, 39, who was one of the Trump supporters that clashed with others in the streets that night in Portland. Evidently, of course, what we understand, he did draw a gun on the officers, and that that caused them to obviously shoot at him, and so he was killed right then and there. But again, this is a just a terrible development in the sense that, you know, you have this person who evidently was, again, and there's some video we understand of this shooting happening. That is the original shooting of Danielson. So the person said that he even said that he was a marked man, evidently.
Well, the comments that were made were something like, oh, there's two more of them. Get it out. And, all of a sudden out came a gun and a couple shots, and that was it. End of story.
Yeah.
But anyway, it is what it is, and they got the bad guy. I'm just wondering who was in this car with them and whether or not they got them, too.
Yeah, we're not seeing any information on that of what happened to anybody else in the car at this point. I suppose it would all depend what their, how they would have acted or what they would have done, but evidently they were moving in to find this particular person. And this person, Reinhold, we understand, Captain, described himself as being 100% Antifa all the way.
Yeah.
And this is from a post he made online.
Yeah, and there's no surprise about anything like that. Now, the other thing is we've got an army of lawyers that are gearing up on both the Trump side and the Biden side all across the country. And there's a very good chance that there are going to be a whole bunch of contested election results in various states the night of the election. Donald Trump, if he wins by a few, Biden, if he wins by a few, it's got to be a solid victory one way or the other, I think, by 5 points or more. Otherwise, these lawyers are going to be sitting around with not much of anything to do. But there's so much that could happen. And having witnessed a couple of elections down here that were really screwy and all the attorneys were around, and we had that one election where President Trump, what was it, 2000?
Right.
Not Trump, George W. Bush.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't down here at that time, but he won the election by like 500 votes in the state or something like that. And then we had one of our congressmen that I was around for in 2006, Vern Buchanan, that I helped his campaign, helped him to get elected. And I wound up sitting there when the attorneys came in there, and they were trying to not count some of the military absentee ballots because they said, well, you know, there's dirt on this, there's that on that. How can you tell what this is? Look at that, blah, 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 all that stuff. And so I was the one that deciphered what the votes were because, you know, a little blood on a ballot didn't scare me.
Right, I can imagine. But, yeah, you're right, Captain, especially on the Democrat side. This is why they've been setting up this foundation of, look, we're not going to concede, and Joe Biden shouldn't concede on election night, no matter what, under any circumstances. They are gearing up for a fight. They are banking on the idea of the mail-in ballots and maybe even trying to stretch this out for days, even weeks, trying to contest the election. I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't contest the election in ways that we've never seen before, and Biden may not concede until a very long time after the election, we could expect.
Well, there's all this nonsense about the fact that, well, they're going to drag it on until January the 20th, and then Nancy Pelosi automatically becomes the president. No. They can make someone the acting president, but guess what? It doesn't have to be Nancy Pelosi. It could be AOC. Think about that for a minute as we go to break. All right, Kyle Warren is here with us, and we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And again, this January 20th thing that people keep talking about, they got it wrong. The Congress can put anybody they want in there temporarily. Does not have to be Nancy Pelosi. It could be anybody they want. We'll be right back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. In this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I take. I took a packet just before the show started tonight, around midnight my time, because I was having some aches and pains from my experiences of the day. And they're gone away. I feel great right now. So I feel like I could almost get up and tap dance around the room. And, yeah, you'd want a camera on to see that. But it's a product that's all natural, 100% drug-free. It has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it. And it goes right straight to the source of the pain, and it alleviates or even lowers pain that you have associated with whatever the problems are that you got. Now, in my case, it's arthritis. And, of course, arthritis, anybody that's got those pains knows what happens. But if you've got maybe you got an old injury, an old wound from something, or you've got muscle aches, you got muscle pains, maybe you got joint aches or something like that, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, whatever, this will help you. It's that simple. And it's 100% natural, 100% drug-free. It supports healthy joints and muscles. And you can try the $19.95 3-week quick start. That's all it costs, $19.95 for 3 weeks, by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And check it out, because you'll see a little tutorial there if you want to watch a little video about what's in it, the product, how it's made, all that sort of stuff, what it does for you. Or you can just go right there and order the product and see what happens after 3 weeks. And if it doesn't work, you're only out $20. But if you want to call them too, you can call them at 800-500-8384. Or go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, and back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I want to address something that is coming out here from The Atlantic. Now, The Atlantic is a very liberal magazine. You're familiar with it?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very liberal, and a lot of times they post sensational stories that are opinion editorials. They're not really news stories. And they posted a story where President Trump was calling our fallen heroes losers and this, that, and the other, and some other disparaging things. And I'm telling you, I have never heard this president either behind closed doors or in public address our fallen heroes as anything other than heroes, period. I've not ever heard anything else. And this is fake news, in my opinion, made up by The Atlantic, because somebody has got an axe to grind again, and they're trying everything they possibly can to disparage people. And I'll even go so far as to tell you that this is pure BS, because it just isn't true.
Well, right, exactly. And President Trump has always exhibited the utmost respect and honor for our fallen heroes. So you're right. I think this is just a very dastardly kind of thing to say about the president.
And again, they're pulling out all the stops, and one of the reasons they're pulling out all the stops is because all of a sudden we have some polls out there, and again, be careful what you wish for, right?
Right, right.
Well, didn't we hear yesterday that Joe Biden has a 10-point lead?
Oh, yeah, that's right. And that was that huge news. Oh, yeah, big 10-point lead for Joe Biden, yeah.
Now, what did you notice about the poll that was done and the way it was tilted?
Well, one of the things, it was a very small sampling. And then, second of all, wasn't it like 9% more Democrats or something?
That's
like
right.
That? Yeah.
So what would you expect was going to happen?
Well, sure. Well, exactly.
But we have a Rasmussen poll that has come out that has the president, our president, Donald Trump, and Joe Biden tied at 46% to 46% right now, and that is in Pennsylvania.
Yes, exactly. Well, I think a lot of these places are really going to start showing some turning of the corner, as it were, for President Trump. I think that his message is resonating. I think that people see things happening on their television screens and in cities, and sometimes those cities aren't very far away from where those people are, for example. And certainly the people in the cities where we see the violence and mayhem and looting and burning going on, everybody knows, hey, wait a minute. There's one candidate who's always been against this kind of stuff, and that's Donald Trump. There's another candidate who's just kind of come to the party only because it sounds good, mostly, to them to say something about this, and that's because, as you mentioned in these great polls for President Trump, Captain, the polling started to reflect the fact that people thought that violence in the cities is bad. So that's when the Democrats tried to get in gear, and they haven't even really done that.
Well, let me just read you the results of this Rasmussen poll, because this tells it all. The latest Rasmussen Reports telephone and online survey of likely voters in a Keystone State, remember, likely voters, finds Trump and Biden with 46% support each. 4% prefer some other candidate, don't know who that would be, and another 4% remain undecided. Now, among the 82% of voters who say they are certain now how they will vote in the presidential election, Trump holds a 51 to 49% advantage. The president also carries 86% of the Republican vote and leads amongst voters not affiliated with major parties by 11 points. Biden takes down 81% of the Democratic vote. And Trump leads amongst men and middle-aged voters, while Biden carries women, those under 40, and seniors. Now, worrisome for the former Vice President Joe Biden is his 67% black support, low for a Democrat, while President Trump is earning 27% of the black vote in Pennsylvania. Trump also leads amongst whites and other minority voters. And this is a big deal. What I just said is a big deal.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the same old tired Democrat message has been sort of augmented like some kind of weird cyborg out of a movie or something, they've augmented that message, for example, to the African-American community, and I don't think that that message is really resonating at all. I think that what's happened is people have seen people from all walks of life, different races, skin colors, creeds, what have you, they have seen that President Trump and his policies are the ones that create opportunities for people and create a much more robust economy. But Joe Biden and the Democrats are coming along again, notwithstanding his statements about if you don't vote for me, you ain't black kind of thing. But they're finding out, hey, wait a minute, we've trusted these people for years, the Democrats, and they've completely let us down. And I think you're going to see a lot of that support continue to erode for Biden.
Now, we've been talking a little bit this week about the Big Ten football players that want to play football, correct?
Right, right.
And they've got a lawsuit going. I believe the Ohio State players started a lawsuit against the Big Ten. I don't know where that's going to go, but that's what I believe is going on right now. But get this one. One-third of the players tested in the Big Ten have inflamed hearts.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So what they've done, I believe they've given them cardiac scans, basically. This is really something odd, and obviously they're going to look at it more.
I wonder if it's because of performance enhancing things that they're taking that maybe don't show up as being illegal, but the creatine or something like that or whatever. There's certain things that they can take. I wonder if that's what this is.
Well, it could be, and there are all kinds of things that can lead, for example, to an enlarged heart, if this is anything similar to that. But you're right. I mean, there may be one common through line with this. They're all athletes, and so they may have some similar circumstances. Exactly.
So Biden was in, Kenosha today, right?
Right.
And he met with a very radical supporter of Louis Farrakhan, right?
So that's true.
Then who was that radical supporter?
Well, I believe isn't that the father of Jacob Blake?
Yeah, and he is really, I've seen him go off, he is really radical in his comments and his beliefs.
Yes, very much so. And this is so sad, someone who spews the kinds of things against the Jewish people and others is just terrible.
Yeah, and you would think that in a situation like this that the Democrats and the progressives and the Antifas and all those, well, of course he fits right in with Antifa, but you would think that those people would want to keep him out of the limelight. He keeps running his mouth.
Well, exactly, and certainly there has to be some consideration. Biden shouldn't be associating with somebody like that, but they think it's more important to get the news.
All right, hold that thought, folks. Here we come. More with Kyle Warren coming right back right after these messages.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your mind?
Tech. With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The seven police officers involved with the death of a black man in Rochester, New York, have been suspended with pay. Rochester Mayor Lovely Warren announced the action on Thursday. 41-year-old Daniel Prude died in March after an encounter with Rochester police. The incident just becoming public this week after body camera footage surfaced.
What I saw in that video was a man who needed help, a man who needed compassion, a man who needed humanity. He lost his life because of the actions of our police officers.
Prude's death ruled a homicide. The cause was complications of asphyxia and the setting of physical restraint. The report also said Prude had a small amount of PCP in his system at the time of his death, which would explain his erratic behavior. The New York Attorney General's office is investigating. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and I am a customer of Geico, have been for 14 years. Matter of fact, they called me to do a wellness survey yesterday, and I was happy to talk to them. They asked me some questions. I gave them some honest answers and appreciated what they were doing. They were looking out to, you know, talk to their customers and find out how things were going and all that. But Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. Insuring over 21 million drivers, including me. And, of course, they rolled their prices back 15% because of the COVID thing earlier in the year. And those are still going on until, let's see, the 1st of October, the discount, 15% below whatever their rates were. And they're also doing some other things to help out their clients. They're very customer-oriented. But your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for just about everything that you own or drive. Whether it's your car, your truck, your motorcycle, your ATV, boat, or RV. And if you want to really save some money, put your homeowners and renters insurance in there too, whichever you have, and bundle it up, and you'll save a bunch of money with GEICO. That'll save you at least another 10%. And if you're a safe driver like I am, yes, that's wood, and I knocked on it, then you'll get another 10% discount, and it'll keep your policy premiums low. So, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. Check them out, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. You're going to be glad you did. They're a very good customer-friendly company. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. You know, Kyle, I got a little bit more information about this Antifa member who was killed by the police tonight. Do you want to hear it?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right.
Well, this is from the Associated Press. Michael Force Reynal, 48, was killed Thursday night when a federal fugitive task force moved in on him in Lacey, Washington. The New York Times first reported the story. A senior Justice Department official told the Associated Press that Reynal pulled out a gun and was shot by law enforcement. Portland police issued an arrest warrant earlier in the day. He did an interview with Vice shortly before he was killed. I saw that interview, by the way. Did you see that?
I read about it.
Yeah. And even though the killer described himself as 100% Antifa, the New York Times toned that down in their description, which, here we go again, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, from a reporter, he said, Antifa accounts in their secret group chat rooms are calling for the killing. They're calling the killing of Antifa shooter Michael Reynal a police execution. Well, he's the one that pulled the gun. He's the one that pointed at the police. What did you think was going to happen?
Well, exactly right. In fact, Captain, you know, when that particular confrontation obviously did not have to end with him being killed because he should never have pulled the gun on police. Now, what's happening, I think, sometimes, Captain, is people are really starting, at least these very far over the edge extremists, they're believing that they are in some kind of war with the police or America something like that.
Yep.
And they have absolutely got the wrong idea.
Yep. And let's go over to the telephone lines and see what's going on here. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Todd in Tampa. Let's get down to business. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't think that the Democrats can steal this election, you don't know a doggone thing about politics, okay? Just check out California. They got the Republican won on election night. 4 days later, a Democrat was in the House, okay? I hear Kevin Jackson. I hear Newt Gingrich. I hear these guys. Listen, I'm glad you're on our team, but you don't know what you're talking about, okay? You don't have no idea what you're talking about. The left, what do you think Joe Biden's doing over in Wisconsin over there with over there? Okay? He's coming over there, bringing a boatload of money, and telling the black churches to bring their people and to vote for a Democrat to sell Jesus out for 30 pieces of silver. What do you think he's going over to Pittsburgh for and telling the labor unions over there? They couldn't even override a veto that the Governor Wolf in Pennsylvania, who can't even won't even open up the businesses while Pelosi's getting her hair done. These Democrat governors hate you, ladies. They hate the women. They hate the blacks. They hate everybody, and they're pimping you out. You go out there and vote for a Democrat. Are you out of your freaking mind? We got 60 days to save the country, and Trump, what are you doing? You need to go. You need to get up at 4 in the morning, like we did last time, and be in 4 or 5 places all day long, and we'll be, if you told us to meet you at 3 o'clock at Raymond James, we'd have 100,000 people here. You better wake up and smell the coffee. This is Hillary and Obama and all these people working overtime. You're not taking labor to Memorial Day. They're busting their ass to steal this election and rob this country. Now wake the freak up and let's get to work.
Okay. I think he's awake.
Yeah, I think he's waking everybody up.
Yeah, well, that's okay. And he does get excited, and that is the way it is. But let me just point something out. You know, yesterday President Trump made a campaign stop at the Arnold Palmer Regional Airport in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, after Joe Biden showed up at a church in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and also spoke with the Blake family. Now, the thing of it is we talked about the fact that the Blake family, the father is very much so a radical, which may be where the son got some of that from, you think?
Well, yeah, I'm sure it doesn't fall too far from the tree, exactly. Yeah.
And he was a big-time supporter of Louis Farrakhan.
Right, that's true, yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, with all that anti-Semitic rhetoric and just horrible stuff, absolutely.
Right. So we'll see where all that goes, but I mean, I'm just throwing that out there for what it's worth. Now, the other thing is, Kyle, do you take vitamin D?
Well, I try to get enough vitamin D, but I don't take a particular vitamin D. But I know that this is becoming more and more important these days. Yeah.
Well, a lot of the people in the United States right now are vitamin D deficient. And that has been directly linked to people coming down with COVID, because if you are deficient in vitamin D, which is either sunshine, you know, getting out in the sunshine or taking a supplement. I take a supplement every day, which explains to me how come that my immunity is the way that it is, because I take, I forget what it is, but it's a pretty good size dose. But let's go back to the phone line. You want to call her? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
That's Liberal Larry. I'm on the west side of Florida on 75 on my way to work.
Okay.
Hey, I was in Tampa yesterday, and obviously if anybody follows the Buccaneers or you have tickets, you got the email. We're not going to the first two games. But in Jacksonville and Miami, they're having fans, and I'm going to tell you this. Here's the difference. You got a Republican mayor in Miami, and you got a Republican mayor in Jacksonville.
Yep, Lenny Curry.
What do we got in Tampa? That rotten lady caster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you get what you vote for. I'm going to say one more thing. I see on your Facebook people saying, oh, we just, you know, the UN, we'll just have us a good old-fashioned shooting war. We'll shoot all the blue helmets. Well, let me tell you something. Wake up. Because a lot of you people think you're awake, but you're not. You're never, ever going to see blue helmets here. They come in, they take your prosecutors, they take over your police, and they enforce a bunch of crap on you, and that's how they take control, and they're doing it in Australia.
They're doing it here.
Look what's happening in Australia.
St. Louis, Missouri. I'll give you an example right there, that couple, St. Louis, Missouri. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So when you talk to Denise Simon tonight, you're going to ask her about China training 1 to 1.5 million. Yeah, I said 1 to 1.5 million new infantry troops. Because I've heard speculation about that. Nobody's talking about it. But they're getting ready to take Australia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why we have Marines there, I guess. All right. Well, thank you very much, and you drive safely.
All right, dude. Thanks, Matt.
All righty. And our buddy Liberal Larry on his way to work. Now, Kyle, again, going back to the vitamin D deficiency is linked to getting COVID. So I'm just saying, for what it's worth, people should be taking some supplements, and vitamin D is one of them. And I do take that supplement. My doctor put me on it, I don't know, probably a couple of years ago, because I had and of course I've had the ankle replacement and all that sort of stuff, and I got to keep my bones healthy, you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, because of that, because there was a risk of maybe if I did it again I'd be in real big trouble. So the vitamin D has been helping me, and come to find out that's probably built up my immunity.
One might think it would, but you're right. Yeah, so it does raise this possibility, basically, that vitamin D supplements or having a good amount of vitamin D is going to help you to fend off COVID or at least build your immune system.
And I'm going to throw something out there because we're coming up on the break. Experts now, medical experts, I don't know if this was Dr. Fauci or not, they're now saying, folks, if you want to have sex, mask up for sex to fight the virus.
Well,
I'm not making that up. That's what it was. Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, hold the thought there, Kyle. And we'll be right back. We're going to take a look at our first Truckers Highway and Bible report.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's Donna Fiducia. We appreciate her very much up there in Carrollton, Georgia. And this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop near you. Now, remember, you pull in there this time of the night on the Third Watch, and you say, hey, I was just listening to the captain on the Captain's America Third Watch, and he was talking about the Pilot and the Flying J, and that's how come I pulled in here. Guess what? You get yourself a free cup of coffee. Now, if you happen to be a member of the driver's club and you got one of those nice little thermoses that it got there, those thermos cups, and you can get a hot or a cold drink. But what you need to do, is you need to stop by and start everything rolling. And remember, your fuel purchases, your purchases in the stores and all that will give you points to where you can get free stuff as a member of the driver's club. So here we go.
He's bound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch no bandit run.
keep your foot hard on the pedal. Son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
Jerry Reed with old Fred in the front seat, and he chasing the bandit, and of course got Frog in the front seat up there too, and the big old Trans Am, and away they go, and here we are. And I'm going to bring Kyle Warner into the mix here, because I'm going to read the weather statement here, and then Kyle's going to tell you what's going on out west, because just about everything that's going on right now is going on out west. Now, a dangerous heat wave is forecast for the desert southwest, much of California, starting Friday and lasting through the Labor Day holiday weekend. And we're talking about some really scorching hot temperatures. Now, in some cases, the high temperatures are forecast to be as much as 20 to 25 degrees above normal. Phew! Now, dozens of record high maximum and high minimum temperatures will be tied or broken. Excessive heat warnings have been issued for parts of Nevada, parts of Arizona, parts of California, and believe it or not, parts of Oregon. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. That's right. We're going to get hot. It's going to get hotter. Right now in Palm Springs, California, it's 93 degrees right now. But that
at about midnight their time.
At about midnight, exactly. And that is going to seem like child's play compared to where the heat is going to be going here very, very soon.
Right.
All throughout Southern California, for example, we're looking to have temperatures in the 100s, maybe 110 to 115.
Wow.
In different areas. And this is going to be what we understand from the weather experts, and that is it's going to be widespread, it's going to be pervasive and oppressive heat. Now, what's going to the big concern here, at least in Southern California, where it's going to be hot all over the place, and that it has to do with the power grid, and whether or not it's going to be able to.
Now, don't they turn the power off in some areas during the middle of all of that sort of stuff, and here it is 100 and some odd degrees, and they turn your power off because you're using too much?
Yes, exactly. They do the rolling blackouts. And so
that
typically
sucks.
Yeah, it could be about an hour usually, but that's why they're trying to make a big push here in California, Captain, to get people to turn things off, don't charge all your devices at once during the day, and don't run things during the day if you don't have to, that kind of thing. And, of course, elderly population, they also are very, very susceptible to the heat. So check on your neighbors, folks, if the heat is really starting to peg. But also, Captain, in Southern California, we've got a fire weather watch in San Diego and Riverside counties. Looks like we might have some winds there, maybe 15 to 25 miles per hour and 40 mile per hour gusts as well. So moving over into Arizona, in Phoenix, of course, we have excessive heat warnings there, 105 to 114. But we've also got bad air quality in that area, and that's due to ozone. Moving up through Kingman, Las Vegas area, and in Nevada, of course, Las Vegas is also going to be in the hundreds as well. And moving on up through Reno, it's also going to be it's going to top 100 degrees.
Yeah.
But the real key factor here, Captain, is that this heat wave is going to go on for consecutive days. So really, no matter where you are, if it's getting hot, it's probably going to stay that way for a while. Also in Southern Oregon, fire weather warning there. We've got excessive heat warnings all throughout Northern California. Through Montana, we also have fire weather watches going on. Helena, Billings, also air quality alert just south of Billings as well. Coming down through Wyoming, the entire state of Wyoming, one big fire weather watch, Captain. And in the area of Casper, we've also got another air quality alert there. Also down in the Denver area, down in Colorado, another air quality alert, and that's also ozone. So this goes hand in hand a lot of times with the heat.
Now, you guys coming out of Reno going up over Donner, I'm going to give you a little tip right now. You want to make sure before you you go over Donner that you shut your truck down and you make sure that your radiator is right and you've got all the extra stuff you need to have. I'd have some 50-50 mixture with me. I'd have at least 2 gallons, maybe 3 gallons in my side box if it were me to go over the top, and I'd make sure my radiator was right, because if not, when you climb that 7,500 to 9,000 foot level and you start going up and you've got a heavy load, and a lot of guys will be doing that, your truck's going to overheat. I mean, it just happens, okay, and you got to back off a little bit and whatnot, so it'll work overtime. But that's just little, especially to the younger drivers out there, just a little something for you to think about. Now, let me go over east of the Mississippi River. Well, actually, let me start in Louisiana, west of the Mississippi River. We've got a high heat advisory going through, of all places, Lake Charles, Louisiana, where there's still some power that's out over in that area, up north along the Texas line, in, again, an area where there's no power. So we're going to have temperatures approaching 100 to 105 degrees there, real actual temperatures, which is going to make things miserable. Now, moving over to Florida, we had a couple of spots in Florida yesterday, Kyle, where the feel-like temperature was 110 and 112 degrees right in my area.
Wow. That's really something.
Yeah. And we're going to have warm temperatures today. It's not going to be quite that warm. But where the warmer temperatures are going to be is over to the east, Orlando, north of Orlando, over towards St. Augustine, in that pocket there of Florida. And then we do have some showers around Lake Ontario tonight, from Canada down I-81 down to 104, and then 104 across towards Niagara Falls. And then the Ohio area, it looks like we got a few showers, might be around Cleveland, and some scattered showers on the east side of, the west side of Michigan, but the east side of Lake Michigan tonight. So that's what we're looking at there. All right, now going back to something, and I got a lot of comments when I made that, when an expert said, mask up for sex to fight virus. Well, I don't think that's like married couples that have been around together for a while. I think it's these casual guys that do these one-night encounters. I think that's what that's all about.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that. It seems like that might sound a little excessive for married couples. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah, we wanted to get that straight because somebody said, what? What'd you say? What? Oh, and by the way, if you're going to Ohio, guys and gals, if you're going to Ohio, Butler County Sheriff Richard Jones says, I won't tolerate anybody shooting at my office, period. If you shoot at our police, expect us to shoot back. I will not allow my deputies or any other law enforcement officer in Butler County to take the abuse I've seen over the past several months around the country. If you come to this county expecting a free pass to harm one of my men or women in uniform, keep in mind nothing in life is free. We will get you back.
Yeah, that is very powerful, and he said he had been observing the lawlessness, what he called lawlessness around the country the last few months, directed towards the police.
That's right.
Yeah, and so again, you know, Captain, the American people, they do love justice, and they love honor, and they love goodness, and they don't want to see bad things happen. But if people come and attack, they expect that they're going to fight back against them.
Yep, and here comes the music. And, folks, I will guarantee you one thing. On this program, we support the blue. We support our police, our law enforcement, our security officers, our firefighters, our EMS, our military. We do it, and we do it proudly. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.